Y'all, this has really been a day. But God is good. God is good. God is amazingly good. Okay. Ooh. In Jesus' name. Okay, so as you all can see, I am really struggling today. If it could go wrong today, it did. But God is good. This is a day that He has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We give Him praise and honor in the good times, the bad times, the struggles, in all of everything that we do. And so it is a blessing to be here on my way. Every light turned green for me, and I was just like, so, I mean, what more can you ask for? I'm telling you, I even printed out my stuff and too small, so now I have to tell you guys my age, okay? But before we get into the lesson, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this wonderful day that You have made. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to get here safely so that we can hear Your word. We ask that You increase while I decrease, so that only what needs to be said is said, and that You bless each and every ear that is listening to receive Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today we're going to talk about godly prosperity, part two. And we're coming from 3 John 1 and 2. And I have this in the Amplified version, which says, "Beloved, I pray that in every way, you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually." And so we talked about, you know, the emotional, physical, and mental prosperity last week. And this week we're going to talk about the financial prosperity, but I do want to give a testimony, and it has to do with mental prosperity. So Monday I had a parent call in, and I work in billing, so it's always fun to get those calls about, hey, I got a bill and it's over $300, and I want to know why I have this bill and what you're going to do about it, because I have insurance. You know, I get that a lot. And so I, you know, after listening to mom, I said, okay, let me dig deeper, do some research into this, and then I will give you a call back and let you know. And so she said, okay, you know, everything was good. She called right back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm about to get it. But instead, she said, I just want to let you know how pleasant you are to speak with. And she said, I have really enjoyed talking to you. Now, who says that when they get a bill that big? But she's like, I really enjoyed talking to you. And she said, and I told her, you know, thank you, because that, to me, that is a blessing from God, you know, that someone sees the good in you. And so she said, I want you to know that Jesus led me to tell you that He loves you. And I'm like bawling by this point, because I told her, I said, I know He loves me a lot, because He sent a special message just for me. You know, that message was for me and me only. And for her to call back just to say that. And so I have this coworker that I talked about last week. Pastor, I understand your lessons now. I understand the coworker stories, okay? Because for some reason, this lady has it out for me. Every day, every little thing, she has something to talk about. Even the fact that someone gave me a compliment, it bothered her. And I thought, wow. And she goes out of her way to find people in the office to tell this to. And I thought, okay, it's all because I've been in this protect my peace mode, that the enemy is using her as a tool to get to me. And so it's been taking a lot of work. So then yesterday, I had a parent call, and she called, and she says, oh, well, you can disregard that message I already left for you. I called twice and I didn't get an answer, so I decided to leave a message. But now that I got you, you can disregard that. Now, I had to let her know that early in the morning, the phone rings a lot. And when it's ringing, I'm on the phone, so you won't get an answer. But I promise you, if you leave a message, I will get back to you and I will call in the order of the messages received. And she was like, oh, thank you, you're so sweet. And I'm like, wow, that, because normally that's hit or miss. You never know what you're gonna get from parents when you tell them, stop calling the phone so much, just leave a message, I'll call you back. But she was so nice about it. Then she came in, I got her schedule. She came into the office and then she proceeded to, again, tell me how sweet I was to her on the phone and everything. And the coworker talked about it again. And I was like, okay. So I know that was, it seems like rambling, but what I wanted to get through with that is that she always proclaims to be a child of God, a Christian. And she tells us about how her dad was a minister in all of these things. But Romans 8 and 14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22-23, is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now you notice I said fruit is, meaning it's a singular thing, but all of those things encompass that single thing, which means that you have to practice every single one of those things. It's not the fruits of the Spirit, it is the fruit of the Spirit, and we all have to practice that. I know me, I'm definitely working on that one. Self-control has been really the hardest one because my mouth wants to say a lot, but God snatched my tongue real fast and was like, don't you say that. I'm like, yes, sir. But I said all that to say that although she's been trying to tear me down, my God has prospered my spirit by sending angels with messages just for me to help my spirit, to help my inner man, to help me continue, even though someone else is just trying to tear me down. So I thank God for that. And I said, okay, I learned from my own lesson last week. I am the people. All right, so today we're gonna talk about how he can prosper you financially. Now it sounds good. Okay, ooh, that looks so much better. See, the other stuff I knew up on my head, but this I have to read. Okay, so he will bless you, prosper you financially if, that's the biggie, if you allow him to guide you. I once, there's this pastor, a pastor I was under years ago, and he would always say, where God guides, he will provide. And you know, and I thought about that, and not once has God ever failed me when he guided me and I followed. Now, with that being said, I have failed myself doing it my way. My way is not always the best way. His way is, however. And so I was thinking about this, and I'm like, okay, so if you have a need, obey God. Allow him to order your steps and watch him show you why he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. So John 3:30 in the King James says, he must increase, but I must decrease. And so I was like, okay, what does that mean? He must increase, I must decrease. Because I always say that here when I'm praying, because I want God to get all the glory. It's not about me. It has never been about me. It's always about him. And so I was thinking, like, what does that really mean? What that means is put God first and you go somewhere behind the curtain in the background. He does not need your help. Okay? He's the front man. You're the backup. Stay back there. Back up, okay? But, you know, a lot of times we do tend to try to do things ourselves, or we try to go before God, as you say. You're trying to go before Him and not in line with Him. And so with that, we need to decrease and let Him increase. And when He increases, He will increase everything in your life to where you will prosper mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Okay? So, He also, one of His ways also is, He says, to honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So, you want to be blessed? Give. Give. I'm telling you, you cannot outgive God. The more you give, the more you receive from Him, so that you can give more, so that He can give you more. It's a cycle. It just keeps going and going and going. It's almost like that ring. You know, I did say it was a spiral, which it still is, but if you think about a ring, it never ends. It just continues, and it continues. But if you stop, it slows down, and it can stop too. So you want to be mindful of that. Don't put your bills ahead of God. You know, we've experienced that before, thinking, hey, you know, this is hard. How are we going to make this happen? But that was a long time ago. We are no longer babes in Christ. We are, you know, we're full-grown adults here, and we know how good God is. We know how good God has been, and we know how good He will continue to be. So you want to continue to put Him first, put Him in the forefront, because He will honor what you give. He will give back what you give. He will increase what you give. And so, there we go again. All right. Proverbs 3:9 in the King James says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And so, let's see, I'm sorry, that was Luke 6:38 in the King James. But the easy to read Bible, I love this. It says, give to other people and God will give it to you. He will give to you even more than you gave. He will fill your pocket until no more will go in. It will be so full that it will come out over the top. Think about how you give to other people. God will give in the same way to you. And so I have this coworker. Let me tell you, I thought I was a giver. Oh no. I almost started to think it was a competition. Like, because I'm one of those people, if I see something and I think you may like it, I'm gonna buy it and I'm gonna get it for you and you're gonna have it and I'm gonna be blessed because you're gonna be blessed because you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she did that. I do love that. Like, seriously, that just does something to my spirit when I do something out of the kindness of my heart or being led by God that this person may like this. And then they're like so excited about it. It just makes me excited and fills me with so much joy. Oh my goodness. I love other people's blessings. That is so crazy, but I really do. You see, I'm just getting like all giddy even now. But she's a giver. Oh my gosh. When I tell you, it's the small things. I love butterflies. Everyone knows I love butterflies. And yesterday I get to work and she has butterfly napkins for me. I'm like, where in the world did you find something like this? One day she came in and she brought me a mug that said fall. You know, everyone knows I love fall. And so it was just amazing, the little things that she does. She is a breast cancer survivor. And so she brought everyone in the office a pink pen and little stickers and the little bands. And I mean, it's just amazing. And even though she has all of these problems, all of these issues, health-wise, and I did ask her for permission, she has all of these things, it does not keep her down. Like, she has the most loving, giving spirit. You know, she'll talk about what's going on with her, but she does not complain about what's going on with her. And I find that amazing. And so, you know, and she's like constantly giving. If you like it and she overhears that you like something, that probably within a day or two, you're gonna have it. It's just amazing. And I started listing some of the things that she does to bless others. And I only listed about five things, but trust me, she does way more than that. So one of the things is, like I said, she always brings us gifts, and she always makes sure that they are personalized, something that we like, not something that she likes, but something that she feels we would love. And I think that's awesome. Another thing she does is she takes the elderly around. She takes them shopping, she takes them to lunch, to the movies, whatever it is they need to do to go pay their bills. And she does this on her Saturdays. She works all week. And on Saturdays, she goes and she does this, you know? And I thought, well, like, I talk about it. I do say that I want to do it, but I haven't been proactive in doing those things. But she does. And she does not feel sad or that she does, you know, that she's doing this on her weekends. She actually enjoys it, and she loves doing that. And so I thought that was amazing. She also gives to shelters. Like, if she knows every shelter there is, I think, because I was asking her about some places to go to, and she was just like, oh, okay, you can go here and here and here. I was like, whoa, hold up. I just need one. Just one. I'm going to pray about this. But it was great, because I did not know about the Lazarus Society until she mentioned it. And then it was mentioned Sunday for Bryson's gift, right? And I was like, okay, is the Lord trying to tell me something? Because I have been praying about, you know, somewhere to volunteer and things like that. She also volunteers in various places. Various shelters, whatever, wherever she can volunteer, she'll do it, including her church. And, you know, whatever they need. And she has that mentality that I have too, and it just makes me feel really good, you know, to know her, is that we do it as unto the Lord. You know, everything that I do for others, I do as unto the Lord, you know, because I want the Lord to get the glory in whatever it is that I do. I think I told you all about how I used to go to a church and I would clean it on Saturday. Only one person knew, and that was the person who I had to get the key from. Just didn't tell anyone, did it for months. Wasn't doing it to get any kind of glory or honor out of it. I just felt that it was the Lord's house, and the Lord's house should be kept clean. And so I made it my duty to go and do that without anyone knowing. I just did not want that. And so I just think that was awesome. Whenever she says she's doing something, she's like, I'm just doing it for the Lord. I'm doing it for the Lord. And I really love that. And so one of the other things she's big about is tithing and giving offerings. So on top of all of this volunteering and giving and everything that she does, she tithes and gives offerings, you know? And so I was just like, you know, that amazes me that, you know, you hear about all of this, and we all try to strive to be that person, to do those things. And sometimes we fall short. We have very good intentions. We just tend to, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. And I love that she doesn't let life get in the way, you know, because if I could tell you all the things that she has, that ailment she has, you'd be like, and she still goes to work every day, and she still volunteers, and she still does all these things. But every time I look up, she's still being blessed. She could play, she could buy a ticket for a raffle and win. That's how, I'm serious. That is literally how God continues to prosper her, because she just keeps giving and giving and giving. And I just love that about her. I really do. And it says, so my thoughts is that because she always goes above and beyond, that she is definitely walking in godly prosperity. She really is. And God created us to do good. That is what we're created to do, is to do good. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And that's Ephesians 2, 10 in the King James Version. And so, what does that mean? It means that God created us to do good and to follow his orders, his steps in giving. And so that really blessed me, because I've heard that scripture many, many, many times. But then when you dig deep into it, that's when, at least for me, I got the realization, like, I know that God, that we were created, you know, in God's image, you know, and that we're supposed to do good and things like that. But I don't know, it's just something about really getting it deep into your spirit and knowing that you know that you know that this is what you're supposed to do. It is not by a fluke that you are giving and that you're blessing others and that you're prospering from the blessings that you give to others or giving your tithes and your offerings. It is ordained by God. He already set it in motion. He already has had the plan. We just have to follow the lead and follow the plan. So with all of that, I want to leave you with this scripture and challenge you. This is Psalms 34, 8-9 in the easy to read. Taste and see that the Lord is good. God blesses people who turn to him to keep them safe. All you people who belong to the Lord, continue to obey him. People who respect the Lord will have the things that they need, which means that you will have godly prosperity. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.